back, Davin's Den, filling in your hole. What? I can't say that. On the no.
Definitely, we're off on a different tangent now.
Filling the void.
Yes, we are back. Oh, I want to tell you folks, the music you were listening to on the break, that first song, that was Tin Lion, and that was their song, Secrets. And the second song, the one that came right into the break before Two Unlimited, was that was Joe Ash's single, Beautiful You. So we got Tin Lion, Secrets, and Joe Ash, Beautiful You. And, of course, you can learn more about both those artists on deucemusic.com, deucemusic.com, DeuceMusic.com. We want to thank those artists for allowing us to play their tracks.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we can curse again.
Yay!
Unlike me, who decides to do it on the regular part of the show. Because I'm
stupid.
Yeah, that really was. What an asshole.
I think we've all had that moment.
No, I think I've done it twice. Yeah,
you
I
were
stink.
The only one that...
I might be. But
isolate that.
I stink.
When you stink, you stink, and I stunk.
There you go. All right.
What are you going to do? Life's a bitch, and then you die. All right, so we're going to do some Ann Jackson. Last night, Truth Fuck. Last time we learned truth fucking.
Yes, we did.
Which is just the best type of fucking you can have.
Oh, yeah.
But your ego needs to be strong.
Good, honest fucking.
It's a truth fucking. Listen, I'm doing this, but neither one of us is enjoying it. I just want you to know this is a truth fucking.
Oh,
speaking of which, I get my taxes next week. All right, yeah.
That's a different type of truth fucking.
No, you did me good enough. I'm going to spit out my PIN number. I just am going to tell the truth.
Why is with you all always fluids circling about? Like, you got to spit. Why can't you just take it like a team member? Take it like a champ.
I don't always have to spit.
All right. All right, so while I play our theme music, Pip, you tell us what the category shall be.
Well, we are definitely going to go with the traditional Mr. Davin.
You have to do Mr. Davin.
It's always a fan.
It's like having matzo ball soup
without
matzo.
No, I don't.
What do you mean?
No, I don't have to do Mr. Davin.
I see.
Yes. Like matzo ball soup, you have to have matzo ball soup? No.
You have to have matzo balls and matzo ball soup.
Oh, you absolutely do. Yeah. The second category is Damn It All Red. How many occurrences of Damn It All Red?
We've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. And number three is another favorite, Fucking Asshole.
Now, Fucking Asshole or Fucking Assholes?
Well, you know, actually, that's a good point. Since she likes to pluralize fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's what you gotta love about the Pip. Very good with the improv. Mm. Switching it up.
Yeah.
All right, Pip, what you got?
All right. Well, I'm thinking that there's going to be seven Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going for three Damn It All Reds because she's been very colorful lately. And
with her language.
yes. And four fucking assholes.
Mm.
I'm living big here.
Joe?
All right, it's going to be four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Three Damn It All Reds.
Yep.
And four fucking assholes.
Look at that. All right, we're pretty much on the same. Lisa's coming in with three Mr. Davins. Two Damn It All Reds and three fucking assholes. Joe's girl's got five Mr. Davins, one Damn It All Red, and two fucking assholes. Okay.
Right. And we ride.
Yes.
Stop this music here. We'll ride. Dateline, May 27, 2014. I'm responding to her. Because remember, she's complaining about this woman who brought attention to it that we spoke to on the show. And, you know, saying all these horrible things about her.
Mm-hmm,
and how she's a liar.
She's a liar.
Exactly. And I say, and everybody tells me the same thing about you. You should know by now that I form my opinions based on what I see. It would be very easy for me to give you up and cave into the people that scream the loudest for your head. As you know, I've never done that. I do not see you the way many people do. Especially before we started talking. I do not see the woman who brought this attention to the way you do. I have talked with her extensively as well. If I am a fool for believing her, then I am a fool for believing you. I have fought with anti-scammers to take back some of what they say about you. It has put me in a bad light with some. I care not. Defending that woman may put me in a bad light with you as well, but I believe it is just. Please honor my request, Anne. I almost feel like you should have some humming behind, some patriotic music, because I kind of feel like that's the snarky thing you would do. I was like waiting for you to chime in.
No, I didn't, because it didn't sound like you were on a pedestal. It sounded like you were laying it down to her. You know, it's a different
thing. When I have the same tact with Joe on a pedestal, when I deal with somebody else, laying it down.
Here's the difference. If you said you didn't know what I've done for you, you don't know how I defend. You kind of didn't phrase it like that. That's when you don't know what I you then.
But this there
was,
it is.
But this was more of a one-on-one straight talk with her.
Yeah,
you were putting her as the first person, not what you were doing for her as the first person. That's why there was no snarky music.
No.
Okay. I like that. I'll buy that.
Okay. You can. Mr. Davin!
Here we go, number one.
I worked a lot today.
You have to. You owe a lot of money.
You have a lot of jobs.
What are you, a financial planner?
No, but you can tell there's a lot of fucking bills to pay.
She sent a fucking mail to me. Now, I wonder if that's like a, instead of a singing telegram, it's a fucking telegram. They just show up, drop trow, and start plowing you.
Hey, look, like, the fucking mailman's here.
Why are you going to have it come? They didn't pay for everything. She sent a fucking mail to me before, but I did not read it after she doubted me. Why did she send fucking mails to me? Like, I destroyed her? She told me that she loved Green very much. She's a native speaker, but she cannot...
Could you stop? I'm sorry. She was about to destroy her. She was on a good path to destroy her. You got to throw the woe nelly on half the shit she was about to do. Yeah.
I will throw a woe nelly when necessary. Yeah. Good pickup, Joe. Yeah. I am one to throw the woe nelly. Yeah.
Does Nelly agree with this?
Yeah. Nelly doesn't have a say. It's been a long time since Nelly had a hit.
I think I only had one. You just have one?
Nice. Yeah.
I don't know. It's not our music. What do I know, Joe?
Isn't that the It's Hot in Here guy?
That's the guy. That's the only tune I know.
Yeah.
Now take off all your clothes. I've got to deliver a fucking mail.
See how it all ties in?
Yeah.
We're working here, people. Working for you. She told me that she loved Green very much. She is a native speaker, but she cannot judge who is fake or real. I really doubt her ability.
Like she can?
I know, really.
Well, this is a recurring theme.
Yeah.
I like this. She's a native speaker. Oh, I think that's racist.
She sits Indian style. Mm. She's a native speaker.
No crisscross applesauce for her.
No. She knows Chief Run and Complain. Yeah.
I love that Chief Run and Complain. They're all at the teepee, the big fire, and like some, you know, some brave says something that's offensive about his squaw. Chief Run and Complain goes up to the chief. He him say something. Thing, not like.
Number one, if Green asked her money, why she cannot offer evidence? Lies. Remember, I still haven't gotten the evidence for the money yet.
Right.
Mm. Number two, I am really fucking mad.
Yes, you are.
This woman sent me message saying I destroyed her life because she loved Green very much. I shut down old account, so I cannot offer the evidence. Ask her if she sent those fucking messages to me, and I did not reply to her. If she lies, she is going to hell. It's getting crowded down there.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, take off all your clothes. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, there you go.
Number three, I do not think the hunters really know the true funds transfer. Again, she's the expert. Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
If you still stand by the hunters, stop contacting me. Contacting, that was the way it was. The password was contacting.
Wow.
I do not think those hunters really work. If you have income, you have to report your income and pay for income tax. Here in Japan, the college students also need to pay for the tax if they work a lot to get paid. Over like 1,030,000 yen.
That's $27.
At 37.
Really,
cents.
NASDAQ?
Yes.
Number four. Who is fucking liars? Now, I don't know if she means who are liars or who is fucking the liars, because there's no punctuation. So I don't know what she means. But there it is. Who is fucking liars? This fucking woman who brought this to our attention is lying. Why do I need to lie? Do you really get the contact from FBI? Do you call FBI? Why not call FBI? If you do not ask for help, FBI will never reply to you. I'm a victim. I did get the contact from them. People judge Brown Cotton as a fake, so let it be. Number five.
Hold on.
What? Yeah,
Hold on. Stop. The judge... So people judge Brown Cotton as a fake, so let it be.
She don't give a crap, I guess.
Or
she's a fan of the Beatles.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. I mean, you and I have a very big problem with this.
Yeah.
Is
it raising some red flags, Joe?
It just, you know, so she doesn't care that...
She doesn't care about Brown, or maybe, or she doesn't
care what other people think about Brown?
I don't know. Other people think, I mean, it just seems that he's not... She doesn't care because he's real, or she doesn't care because she doesn't care.
I don't know. It's
hard.
It's a weird thing to say.
I almost feel like it's the media asking her a gotcha question.
Yeah, right. Like Benghazi with Hillary. What difference does it make?
I don't recall that testimony, but I'm going to read Joe. Sure, it happened. Number five. A foolish woman spread the rumor and lies. People believe in lies. I will never delete that one because the woman who brought this to our attention is a fucking liar, and she lies.
Wait a minute. She's a fucking liar, and she lies?
Well, that's what she's supposed to do in your eyes.
Sure. She's being consistent. There's nothing wrong with that.
And it's like hiring a magician, and he doesn't do tricks, you know?
Right.
He's supposed to magician. Magician, but he doesn't magish. What's
he's
up?
He's a magician.
He got a magician.
You got a magician.
What'd you do? Magician. It sounds Jewish. A Jewish magician. A magician.
Yeah. A magician. She's a magician.
Yeah, a little magician.
A guy comes in. He's got an attitude. He's don't know what he's talking about. He's a magician.
Takes a little rabbit out of a little hat. A little magician.
Yeah, a little magician.
It's making me think of that show, The Commish. Hey, The Commish. Meet the magician.
She is an asshole. Ellipsis.
Don't have to be that way with Pip. It's
kind
of funny.
I apologize.
Yeah, yeah, really, thank you. I accept it this time.
She's an asshole. This is the truth. Fuck off. I am sick of these people who lie and who never know the law enforcement. Go to hell, all the fucking hunters. I think that was the word.
Can you see all hunters go?
I think that was
harsh.
I think go to hell, all the fucking hunters was the working title for Def Leppard's Die Hard, The Hunter. I think they changed it up for marketing. I think A&R got to them.
Mercury called. Yeah, you know.
Guys, a little easy.
Pyromania, big album. You really want
it. Actually, I thought it was PETA's next campaign.
Yes. I respond. If she sent those emails to you, then it is because, like many others, she trusted you. She obviously felt you betrayed her, like all the other women you put in contact with these people.
No.
Right. Now.
Yeah.
Now. Her response, it's probably going to be fuck you, but her response is going to be kind of important here, because after you heard all her talking about, you know, people don't know what they're talking about, these guys are talking against me, this woman's a liar, he just called her on the carpet.
Yeah,
really called her on the carpet, okay?
It's like a show meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've dragged out the pickle jar.
You gave that's funny.
And
inside
I hope there's pickles here. We need to talk.
sorry folks, that was just for the three of us.
Throwback.
Very, very, very inside.
2013.
Yeah, very throwback. Very 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 inside. But it's going to be interesting how she responds, cuz he gave listed a whole bunch of things.
Uh-huh.
Just went through this whole segment where she's not the blame, people are assholes, and he just ripped the whole curtains down on this woman.
Yeah.
You can get mad all you want and blame others, but the fact of the matter is, you are the common link between every victim that contacted these people and never got a dime back.
Oh, wow.
They all feel betrayed by you because you held yourself as some type of expert.
Mm-hmm.
You still do. You were unwise. You claim they would get money back from these people when, by your own admission, they run off with your money.
Mm-hmm.
You either did this because you were not cautious and full of confidence in your ability to detect fraud, or because you knowingly sent them to scammers. You do not know how the process works. You are wrong. You can delude yourself all you want, but you were wrong about it all. You are a victim. The question is, do you want help to heal, or do you want to remain consumed with anger and isolated? And suck my dick. No,
whoa,
I didn't say that last one.
Drop the fucking mic.
I certainly did.
Wow.
Sometimes you need to tell the staff where they're fucking up.
Yeah.
You come to a crossroads.
I'm thinking.
She might leave the show, Joe.
It's pretty much laid out there. I mean, you laid out the whole thing.
Yeah. Was I wrong?
No, because she can't sit there and accuse this other person for calling her a liar when she's misled her, when she's talking about people that she says, well, fuck you, don't use them, when they're not real people. She needed to get the whole thing laid out in a concise way. To go, you're doing this, you're wrong, you're misleading these people, you were scammed, you don't know what in the hell you're talking about, and you're ready to destroy people's lives over your ignorance.
Yeah.
Subject, return the fucking money to me and go to hell.
To you?
Well, it's an email to me. I mean, it's in my inbox.
Signed, Joanne Curry. All right.
Wait a minute.
You can use it as you need.
Yeah.
Reply. Half.
My separation agreement, the first draft.
Return the fucking money to me.
I don't think the mediator is going to like this. Delete, delete, delete. So-called James H. Miller, if you do not return the money to me, you will get punishment very soon, because you must pay for the prices. You are a real scammer, because you used me. You used me. to clear the gold bars, and your idiot FBI man, Brown Cotton, does not know how to come to Japan.
Hold on. But she never really addressed what you called her on the carpet about.
It could have been emails crossing.
Yeah.
It could have been emails crossing. Or, you know, she doesn't always address.
Because that's a big drum roll moment right there.
No, she doesn't always play to your script, my friend.
No.
Yeah, really. She just kind of missed that one somehow. Yeah.
She fries on her own hibachi. I don't know any Japanese instruments. I'm sorry. It's all I could go with. I apologize.
So very good. We'll give you that one. We'll give you that one.
Thank you.
We're going to give you that one.
That was funny enough that I kicked Joe under the table by
accident. Oh, I should be funny more often.
No, often we can't have everything. But
no, well, you walk on bruised.
Yeah.
He is unprofessional, and he lied to me. He never returns the money to me either. He is a fucking liar. So much for Brown Cotton. Guess he's now gone. Now I find Americans love lying.
You know what? It is our favorite pastime.
This is 2014. This is not the current presidential campaign.
I can't even
settle down,
Nostradamus.
We'll continue.
I know.
Now I found Americans love lying. It is a shame. Brown Cotton will lose his job soon. I will never withdraw my report, and I will do unrest report. This unrest report has been more rumored to be coming than the final installment of the Indiana Jones, which we're getting in a couple
unrest
years.
Report? What is the unrest report again?
She couldn't sleep, so she wrote some shit up. It's an unrest report.
What does it mean? There might be a riot? What is the unrest report?
They're Japanese. They're not black. Settle down.
Oh. God.
What?
No, nothing.
Okay. We're fine. I will never withdraw my report, and I will do unrest report. This is the attack. Eric Bohr's mail account is frozen, and next one is Brown Cotton. If you do not return the money to me, it is a shame you used me and sent mail to idiot Melvin Santos and then works at UN. I do hope you will be fired soon and fuck back to USA. Are you flying? No, I'm fucking back. Thanks for asking. I'll be fucking back. It's brief but enjoyable.
Is there a snack?
There can be. That's first class fucking back.
Yes, that is first class.
Can't bring any carry-ons when you fuck back, though. That's the problem with it.
I know.
I hope you'll be fired soon and fuck back to USA. And get arrested. Shame on you. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, three.
Report him, and it will help me a lot. I did send the conversations to you. He said that the funds will be transferred to me. You know what is going on? He will ask me to pay for the fees. I will never send any fucking
penny. Shit, stupid.
Yeah, really?
I will never send any fucking penny, since he is fucking liar. He is a real...
asshole.
Fucking assholes?
Singular asshole. Real asshole.
Oh, damn it.
I know. So-called James Harrison Miller. He want to use me to get people, and then cheat on people. So she's admitting. That he's, we'll see how long that sticks. P.S. Please report him, and I will be happy to hear his dead news.
His dead news.
This just in. Everybody's gone.
Dead news.
Dun, 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 dun. He lies. He said to me he would shoot himself, but never! He is chicken! Look down upon him. This is kind of the same thing as the comic doing the joke about the guy.
You know what? I was just about to say it. I pulled back because I didn't know if it was exactly the same. I would think you got really Howard.
We're not
but
called
no.
in front of Congress, Joe. It's fine.
I know. Well, sometimes it's you're as worse. You know?
You're as worse? Well, you're the people have elected me to hold your ass to the fire. I do not look down upon him. This is the truth. Mr. Davin!
Oh, four.
Can you imagine that a man used a woman to get a job? Yeah, it's called a pimp, stupid. That's how they make their income. Miller is a fucking coward. And a...
fucking liar.
Fucking liar.
Ah, damn.
He is a real one who destroys my whole life. Now he is hiding. Shame on him. Shame, shame, shame.
I love that. Shame on you.
Yeah. I respond... He and his kind do this to thousands of people around the world. So, yes, unfortunately, I can believe it.
Yeah.
Subject, where are my funds? Idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh, that could have been a category.
I like subject, where are my funds?
Idiot Melvin Santos.
Subject, put the cat out.
Well, you guys wanted the subjects when they're created.
It's like my house. Yeah. Subject, two pails at the curb.
Subject, I'm about to barge into your room while you're sleeping.
Subject, I'll be with my Spanish boyfriend. Or, as I call it, El Subjecto.
Must bite lip, must bite tongue, must read copy, will not make snarky, wise-assy comments, at least on radio. Just Joe, no, really, and we'll come back to this later. Please remind me of a tongue lashing that Joe might take.
Are you kidding me?
Idiot Melvin Santos, where are my funds? You are hiding. You do not reply to me. Where are my funds? You are
a fucking liar.
Fucking liar.
An asshole.
Oh, Oh, just one asshole?
Just one, baby.
Damn it.
Eric Bohr is hiding, and he took the money from Victim C and Victim A. Where are my funds? Shame on you. You do not reply, so I will expose all the truth. Idiot Melvin, where are my funds? You do not reply because you eat my money.
Money.
Yum, 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 dollar bill, yum, yum, yum.
It's just some really strange phrases that she loves to use.
This is Japanese money. You know, yeah. He has a yen for yen.
Oh, the delayed Pip laugh. You're lucky you got that. Because that was really just hanging out there.
I was confident.
You shouldn't have been. It was misplaced confidence, my friend. Look, Pip's rubbing her tits over this one over there. She's trying to get excitement to laugh.
No, actually, this
I like the way you make me the bad guy. 2 seconds later, you're the bigger
I didn't make you the bad guy. Nature or nurture did. I'm just here reporting.
Actually, it must have been a bad joke because this is like my self-soothing thing. I rub this spot on my...
Hold on. You're rousing yourself here, okay? Come, wait till you get home.
No, wait. I am a woman of a certain age. They're way down here. I'm up here with the hand.
Okay.
She's got a hand around her throat where most men want to put it.
Including two around this table.
Sure. No, I liked it when you guys were fighting. It was good. Where are my funds? I never get any fucking money back. And you lie to me. Brown Cotton is an asshole. He never learned lessons. He cheated on me for saying the money will be back. Then what I get is never-ending payment. Fuck you, assholes.
Okay.
Where are my funds? Eric Bohr will get killed.
Where are my funds?
Yeah, I guess these are rhetorical questions. Rhetorical.
Yeah, she doesn't really expect answers for this.
Well, she has the answers. The answers. Where are my funds? Eric Bohr will get killed soon because his mail account is frozen. Next is who? Brown Cotton? Parker Green? James H. Miller? Who is from Olathe, Kansas? His grandson is his grandmom is Stacey Moore.
Why does she think that he's going to get killed now because his email is frozen? Or does she think it's frozen because he refuses to answer her?
I don't know.
He will get killed soon because his email's frozen. Oh my God, is that what happens?
Yeah.
If my email fucks up, this doesn't mean they're coming to get me.
Believe me,
it's stage 5 cancer.
I knew it.
Believe me, the way I get death warrants served to me all day long, then the way my computers freeze.
That's me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All of you should go to hell and burn in hell.
Did you misread that or she miswrote that?
No, all of you should go to hell and burn in hell.
Oh, because you wrote hell.
Hello, darling.
Yeah, I'm not busting your balls. She could have wrote it that way.
I would have cleaned it up.
Yeah. Okay.
All of you should go to hell and burn in hell because you lied to the victim saying the money will be
while you're there.
Yeah, while you're there.
It'd hate to go there and not burn.
Yeah, you know.
Get a 10. Victim C paid $1,000 and A paid $2,500. You eat them and choke them. You will die soon. They paid for the fees to David Moore, who is the FBI guy in Ghana. I paste the words and messages to you all, and you also ask me to screen down why. Why do I need to lie? Tell me the truth. Ask her to offer the evidence. If not, never contact me. I think she's talking about the one who called us.
Oh, right. Okay.
I did it to you. She cannot, and I do insist on her fucking liar.
I do insist on her fucking liar?
And that's what's wrote on the script, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a fucking liar out there she likes to use, and she insists that he use her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
That woman is a fucking liar and a bitch who can fall in love with men in 3 days.
Well, wait a minute. Is that bitchy or slutty? She has to get her story straight.
This is what she told me all the time. Shame on her. Have I told you lately I can fall in love in 3 days? Joe, have I told you lately I can fall in love in 3 days? Pip, have I told you lately I can fall in love in 3 days? I'm telling you all the time.
Hold on a second. I can fall in love in 3 notes. I mean, 2 days.
But that's what scammers do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But now she's calling this woman a scammer.
She's the victim,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's,
or a liar.
I don't understand exactly what her point is that she's upset.
She's
that
not
she can
fond
fall
of the girl.
You know, I know that she thinks that she's a liar and a bitch, but it's like, what is the point she could fall in love in 3 days? So what are you saying? Is she easy or what is your point?
I don't know. Subject, go to hell, fucking lies between you and the woman who we all gave out.
Subject.
Oh, I see. This
we
is
We want
to
know what the topic of discussion is going to be in this one.
This is to you.
No.
No.
Parker Green, keep silent. Tell your lover to fuck off. I have no idea what is going on. I never ask you about this woman. Now she's lying to people saying you are a fake.
Okay.
Why not? If you do not want to explain, let it be. To be scammers in the whole life. Fuck off. Go to hell. This woman is...
a fucking asshole.
Fucking assholes.
A fucking liar.
Oh, darn.
She want to pull me out. I hate when they want to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. I do not care because she is lying to everyone. You fell in love with her and you want to introduce your fucking daughter to her, so why not do it now? Shame on you and that woman. A fat white woman full of lies. Go to hell.
Really? This is the worst you could be.
Fat woman full of lies.
This is very contentious.
Wow, I'll say fat white woman full of lies. Mm.
Racist.
Not happy.
Little racist,
Joe.
Dateline, May 2014. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, there you go. Five.
This woman who we've been talking about is a liar because it is impossible for Green to ask her money. Number one, at the time, Green paid the money for me for funds transfer in Hong Kong. Number two, if he asked this woman for money, he would ask her to send the money to her daughter. No, that's what they're doing to you, stupid.
Yeah.
It's a different con. Number three, after I blocked her, she spread lies to people saying Green asked her for money. She never shows the truth. She is a fucking liar. This is Begin Steele, and this is a quote from Begin Steele.
Okay.
From one of his alter egos. This is to her. I see you're still scamming people, lying to wriggle out of it as of May 8th, 2014. You're a disgusting criminal and a money recovery scammer. Do not trust this maggot. All she does is lie. And that was all. So this is what I'm trying to deal with. I'm trying to keep the peace, as is often the case.
Yeah, wow.
I'm actually currently working on something right now, which I don't think I'll make the air, where I'm actually trying to bridge the peace. Remember I said I'm kind of pulling back from this shit?
Yeah.
Every time I'm out, they pull me back in.
Of course they do.
Yeah. May 29, 2014. I write there, how do you know Green paid the funds? I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot here. I think we're going to call it a night. It was a very short scammer clip.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll call it a night.
Yeah.
That was short and not sweet. Like her.
Yeah. But I think we'll thank some people. I mean, you know.
Well, first we have to tally this up.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Okay. Tally-ho.
Well, I would if you wouldn't call me that.
I can't talk to you then.
Well, there were five Mr. Davins, so Joe's girl had that right on the head.
Yeah, Joe's girl, way to get right on the head.
There you go. There was
what?
There was no damn at all red. None at all. So the closest one to that was Joe's girl. She had one. The rest of us got over enthusiastic about it. And
is Joe's girl's game.
And there were no fucking assholes.
No.
And we all blew that one. No. So there you go. Joe's girl.
Yay.
What, do you get like a hand job when she wins? Fucking settle down, stupid.
Stop. The fix is in.
He said he loved her before.
Aw.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
That is nice.
That does not belong in this show.
No,
what
no.
What were you thinking, bringing feelings here?
Stop with the niceness.
Showing humanity.
Bringing feelings.
Yeah.
I thought you knew better. Apparently, we need a post-show meeting. Stupid being sensitive.
Used to be
the meeting was me being too much of a prick. Now it's not being enough.
I didn't say you're not enough. I just said you need to be consistent with your prickishness.
We don't know what to follow.
So Joe's girl had a good night on this game.
Yeah,
yes,
congrats,
did.
Joe's girl. You get to be the winner this week.
Yes.
Next week, we're going to do the April Fool's show.
Mm. I know.
That's a fun show.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We get to argue a lot.
We do. I want to thank Jason Scoop one more time. Check him out next May on the USA channel on Dana Carvey's new show.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
Check him out online, too. Very fun. I'm going to have Jason on again. I just got to think about what wackiness we can use for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to also thank Zombie Martial Arts. Because do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, a knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's russferdico@yahoo.com, russferdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the also popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davins of Davins Den. I believe that's this Thursday, this show.
What's that?
The March 22nd?
What's going on, Mark? With
Max Duccelli.
No, you got the wrong date. That was last Friday.
Was last Friday? Okay, never mind. There'll be more comedy shows.
Yeah, I don't have a date yet.
All right. You know, I was trying to trump it up. You don't have to go, just drag her. You don't have a date. There'll be a date. Shh, shut your face. There'll be a date coming.
Date.
Shut your face. There'll be dates coming up to this fine comedy event that's always at Portobello. Check that out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions. You know, that's the company that puts all these darn good comedy shows together. We can do that for you. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or call us up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. I don't know. Pip just showed Joe something and he laughed. I don't know. Maybe it was a growth.
No, it wasn't. It's just a little picture of a bunny.
What?
I drew a picture of a bunny.
Is that what you're doing during the show?
Well, I doodle during the show, but I'm listening. See, I also drew a little hut on the beach.
You're an asshole.
A spoon.
You're just an asshole. I don't know what to make.
Why? Wouldn't you like a little hut on the beach?
I'd like I'd like you to be in a hut on the beach during high tide.
No, you would want a hut. That's why you're being so nasty right now. You'd like a hut on the beach.
Yes, I don't want to draw a hut. You're like a job with a hut on the beach.
What? See, that's not nice.
See, he's trying to mask his feelings with bad comedy.
I know.
Oh, this is sensitivity. I love woo. No. I love woo. Do you love me?
You got to let your feelings come out.
Your feelings are
too galvanized.
These are his feelings.
I didn't think I was holding back, Joe. Go fuck yourself.
Cry, Devin. Cry. You can cry.
I do after you guys leave every show. Now, this is what I've been wasting my time with. This is the best I could do.
It's okay. It's okay.
A release. He just cries.
You're with
sobs.
Friends. Cry.
Where? When? I see no friends here. I see contentious pricks that are holding me down. The anchor of my radio career is what I see.
It's just a mirror. Oh, I snorted.
Oh. Yes, you did. You certainly snorted. But we didn't bring attention to it. But being the fine radio personality that you are, you brought attention to it. You passed a little gas, too, but that's okay.
No, I did not. I always
sorry. That was you.
I always pick up when I snort because my husband will point it out to if I don't.
Is Mr. Helix here?
No, he's not.
Is he nestled in between your breasts right now waiting to pop out?
He could be. Oh. No, that's the spot for snacks for
See
later.
See how he builds walls over his two feet?
I'm like Donald Trump. You should love me.
Yes.
I'm building walls.
It's going to be a big wall.
Wall builders.
I'm building walls, Joe, and Pip is going to pay for it. You should love this. I don't care if Pip says no. She's paying for this wall. It's going to be a big, beautiful wall around me, and you're going to love it. I put on Facebook, Donald Trump is so pro-Israel, he's willing to allow them to put his name on their wailing wall.
That's why they're wailing. They know this is coming.
All right. Pip, will Mr. Helix be out and about this week?
No.
Okay. Joe?
I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club on Thursday. Go to govs.com. Be 8 o'clock show, Levittown, New York. Come on down.
Thursday, March 24th, in Newburgh, New York, Side Splitting Productions will be at the River Grill. Doug Karff is your headliner. So come on out for that. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. 845-561-9444. Saturday, March 26th, I will be in New London, Connecticut at Temple Bethel Woods. No, that's not right. Temple Bethel.
Bethel.
That's how she was telling a story. And she made it. You were here for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we could go down that line. Bethelwood.
Glad you called that. Okay.
You got disgusted. Remember when I was calling you a nasty prick? That was fun. Mm. For tickets, call 860-442-0418. 860-442-0418. Next week, the big April Fool's Day show. One of my favorite shows, if not my favorite show.
Really?
Ever. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. We get to laugh. We get to argue. It's like the show, but with a format.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So you can do that?
We'll do that next week. I think we're going to do our Mother's Day countdown in April instead of May. All I'm saying is you guys should really enjoy the three of us together now because it's not always going to be that way. Okay.
Not for the month of May, no.
Yeah, so we'll see what we do with that. But we do have Sensei Russ Fredico will be making a couple of cameos. So
he'll be making a lot of them. the May schedule, yes.
Family, everybody's scattering.
Yes.
So that's how
one month.
Things are going to happen. Yeah. Nobody's going to be around for it.
Yeah.
But we're still doing the show.
Yes. No, we will, yes.
So don't you goes no anywhere. But thank you guys for hanging out, listening live. Thank you guys for listening on replay.